You are listening to My Comeback Podcast with Michelle. Variety of topics are discussed, mostly related to self-healing, making a comeback after setbacks, and other ramblings of an overthinking introvert. Hi guys, welcome back. Tonight I want to talk to you about not falling for something. Hook, line, and sinker. Catfishing. I'm lucky and haven't fallen for this myself, but experienced plenty of these fish nibbling. While I've taken a self-imposed break from the whole dating relationship thing, I do want to address this as it is one of the many reasons dating is so damn near impossible these days. In fact, I've been planning to make a series. Silver lining there, huh? If you know, you know. But if you don't know, catfishing or being catfished is when you've been direct messaged or someone has slipped into your DMs and you interact with a real person who created a fake persona online. It doesn't have to be a dating app. It can be any social media. Recently, I've been getting some through this podcast Instagram. Most of the time, it could be nothing more than an attempt from a lonely person to find things that they're missing in their real life. Whether it be excitement, an emotional thrill, romance, what have you. But they choose to be not truthful with who they are. If someone like this finds someone who is unsuspecting, this can bring a feeling of betrayal and embarrassment for the victim. But that same unsuspecting person might not be so lucky and just with that. It could go as far more sinister level if they aren't careful. Some not-so-lucky victims have experiences with financial scams, sending a person they have fallen for money to help them with some made-up problem, or in worst-case scenario, they can become a victim of sexual assault or murder. This is far more common than you know. In fact, they have made a 2010 documentary on it, and an MTV series on it. So, what are some warning signs? How do you know? Well, one, they will take things to a deeper level very quickly, whether it be sharing their sad story way too soon, or if romantic, they will come on to you strongly and quickly. If they do either within the first few exchanges, the person seems to be pushing a bond or a relationship of some kind at a rapid pace without even having met you, you're probably being catfished. Two, they're not from your area. They say they're soldiers or doctors, one of those doctors without borders, or business people that are working abroad and travel a lot, or working on a ship, something. Now, if you fall for it and get interested, if you get too far into it and you find yourself interested in this person, request an interaction with them within the first week that would show their face with via Skype or FaceTime or Zoom. And like I said, I've been overly skeptical, so I've never let it get that far. I usually am too private for them, and they leave me alone. Or they call them on it, like as soon as possible. Three, having a social media account these days doesn't guarantee anything, doesn't prove anything. If their account shows very few friends, it is a new account, or it's just, something along that lines, that's a good sign. Now, you could look and see if they're maybe tagged in some friends' pictures. That might be helpful in an investigation. If they claim to be a soldier, then go ahead and ask for their military email address. That might be another thing to try if you're interested in that person. You want to verify them. Four, if they have a problem with proper grammar. Does it seem like they've taken things out of context, or like someone used an app to translate? You know how it doesn't translate it as well from one language to another? Ask questions when this happens. Usually they'll end the communication really quick. They will have big stories. They were trying to gain your pity or get some money out of you. They know how to pull on your desire to be a good person and your heartstrings. They will tell you stories of not being able to see their kids, or financial hardship of some sort, or some kind of trauma they've been through. And they will show that early on in the communication, trying to create a quick emotional connection. Then the connection or they seem too good to be true. Does every picture look perfectly modeled, flawless, or not recent? Tons of filters, or in the shadows, or in a group where you can't tell who's who. They will often get pushy and irritated if you don't answer right away, or if you try to limit the personal information you give to them. They'll get downright hostile sometimes. And eight, they will ask for money. Now, right there, just no. Just no. That is a major red flag. Major red flag. Right there. So, if you want to investigate this further, there are services like www.socialcatfish.com. This service will do the investigating and find out if that person's social media profiles are valid. So look out for there. See, it's one thing or the other. This is, like I said, I think this is going to be one in a series that I'm going to do on social interaction, dating, relationships. So I'll leave that with you. Have you ever been catfished? I'm guessing that probably you have, or not maybe successfully, but had somebody reach out to you that you're pretty sure was one of these. I'm sure you have. I'd love to hear your story. I'd love to hear how maybe you called them on it, or how you just have to laugh. Go ahead and share that. And any tips or hints that you might have for everybody out there. I'd love to hear your tips, hints, and stories. So, until next time.